Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. Now that the final debate has taken place, we can stop to take a look backward at the entire spectacle. Joining me right now is one of my favorite guests, Sarah Posner, senior editor at Religion Dispatches magazine. Sarah, welcome back to State of Belief.
Thank you, Welton.
You wrote a great piece for Religion Dispatches in which you addressed some of what you thought was missing from the debate in Florida. So let's start right there.
There wasn't a lot of talk about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There was a lot of talk about Israel, but it was all pretty pablum talk. Each candidate professed their affection and commitment to the state of Israel, which, of course, is the official U.S. policy, and you wouldn't expect them to deviate from it. But neither of them really addressed the negative things that are going on in Israel, the occupation, the increasing control by religious extremists there, Jewish religious extremists. But they did, particularly Obama, President Obama, address questions of equal rights for women and religious freedom in Muslim parts of the world. And the U.S. commitment to ensuring that there is religious freedom and rights for women in these parts of the world. And I thought it was just a little bit ironic that just the week before, an Israeli woman was arrested by Jerusalem police at the Western Wall for praying out loud. And what was her crime? She was a woman. And not only was she arrested, but she was very badly mistreated while detained by police. I don't mean to downplay the terrible plight of women in many countries around the world and their religious freedom and their just their general human rights. But you can't talk about Israel and say Israel is our friend and never say anything about this when these things are clearly going on there.
Yeah. Much of the time, the debates seemed rather disconnected from the rhetoric that we had been hearing from the campaigns otherwise. Did you notice that?
Well, particularly Romney. Romney's foreign policy debate was pretty much, he didn't really disagree with Obama very much on foreign policy questions and seemed to take a different tack than his own advisors and what he's been saying all along to make himself seem more of a moderate on questions like whether he would support a military strike on Iran or something of that nature. And I think that in the second debate, the one that is now famous for the binders full of women remark, he was clearly attempting to portray himself as somebody who was very pro-equality for women and maybe not as anti-choice as he has otherwise portrayed himself to be, at least in this election cycle. But I think that that fell flat for a lot of people because, you know, the binder's full of women, as the Boston Phoenix reported, wasn't even really a true story. And the way he presented it in any case was so clueless, really, you know, to say that, gosh, you know what? It was so hard to find qualified women. Why was I, you know, the most important politician in the state of Massachusetts, and I had never even met any qualified women to serve in my cabinet. That was kind of the way he said it. And I think it had to have rung strangely for women watching that.
Sarah, do you think the very limited discussion of faith across all three presidential debates was proportionate to the level of interest in the subject that seems to exist out in the country as a whole?
People have been talking about how faith hasn't been discussed that much in the campaign this year. And it was discussed a little bit in the vice presidential debate because both of those candidates are Catholic, but very different kinds of Catholic. So they were asked about that. And it had much to do with their personal beliefs about abortion, their theological beliefs about abortion. And those types of questions have not been posed to Obama or Romney in the debates. And I think it has a little bit to do with the press not really being sure how to handle Romney's religion. They're still, I think they're still uncertain about Mormonism and where it would be crossing some sort of line to ask him about Mormonism, even though it wasn't crossing a line to ask two Catholic candidates about their Catholicism. And I think that the Obama campaign has been quietly conducting religious outreach, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But not in the same way that it did in 2008. And I think that it has largely tried to avoid many discussions of Obama's faith because it just gets into an argument of, oh, is he really a secret Muslim, or is he really a real Christian, or is there something nefarious about his religion coming from the right? And coming from the left, quite honestly, I don't think that there is a lot of support for listening to the candidates talk about religion.
Well, Sarah, you brought it up. What about that vice presidential debate?
Well, you know, I mean, I do think that Biden came across as somebody just far more skilled at debating and experienced at debating than Ryan. Mm-hmm. And in particular, that question about their religion, you know, it was just interesting to me how they had to answer the question about religion from a very personal standpoint. I mean, I thought that that was a failing of Martha Raddatz's moderation of that debate, even though overall I thought she was far better than either Bob Schieffer was or Jim Lehrer were, because she had more control of what was happening in the debate. Mm-hmm. But to ask them about abortion from a personal standpoint and to suggest that their religion is the important part of the abortion debate, these two male candidates' religion, as opposed to equal rights for women, I thought was just an unfortunate framing of the question on her part.
Was there a missed opportunity that you noticed? I have to admit that whether I'm watching the debates or whether I'm watching football or the World Series, I talk to the television set. I just wondered if you weren't sitting there sometimes saying, bring this up, or why don't you ask this?
I actually think that asking the candidates about their personal religious faith is not something that needs to be brought up in the presidential debate.
Right.
But I do think that, for example, both of them should have been asked, really, mm-hmm. where do you draw the line on where a religious justification for a law or policy is, right? Because now we're seeing Richard Murdoch, the Senate candidate in Indiana, talking about a pregnancy that's caused by rape being a gift from God. You know, and Romney at this point has not withdrawn his endorsement of Murdoch's Senate candidacy. And also we saw the Todd Akin business and all of that. And I would really like to hear them articulate, you know, when do you think it's okay for a religious view like this to justify a public policy or a law, particularly when it's impacting an entirely different group of people than the person doing the religious talking, right? Because as I wrote about Obama's reaction to the Murdoch statement, is that he hasn't discussed it in religious terms at all. He's discussed it purely in terms of male politicians should not be making decisions about women's medical decisions, which certainly is true, right? Yeah. But that doesn't get to the question of these religious beliefs should not be dictating our public policy.
Exactly.
And that would be true whether Richard Murdoch was a male candidate or Richard Murdoch was a female candidate, like, you know, Sharon Engel, who says if a young woman became pregnant as the result of rape or incest, that she would have to make lemons out of lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, polls seem to be giving Mitt Romney the edge. That trend started with the first debate. As we get ready to go off, how do you read that? And are voters in the mood to deliver surprises?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, I think that it's not just the debates. I think it's super PAC spending on ads. It's grassroots campaigning by different interest groups, particularly in swing states. And I think in the end, it's going to come down to a few states. It might just come down to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the national polls are not very much indicative of anything at all, really, when it comes down to who's going to win the Electoral College vote. And on that front, I mean, you can look at the statewide polling, and it's still really close.
Sarah Posner, senior editor at Religion Dispatches magazine. Her work also appears in The Nation, Salon.com, and elsewhere. Sarah's the author of God's Prophets, Faith, Fraud, and the Republican Crusade for Values Voters. Sarah, it's always fun, as well as enlightening, to have you on the show. And thank you again for sharing your insights with our listeners on State of Belief.
Thanks for having me.